Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today you're listening to HR Educational Radio. Our guest today is William Vandebloemen. He is the CEO of Vandebloemen, and he has a great new book that is hitting the market called Be the Unicorn, 12 Data-Driven Habits That Separate the Best Leaders from the Rest. Well, I can assure you, William, most people definitely call me a unicorn, but I'm not 100% sure it's because of those 12 reasons, but we'll take it from today. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, David. Appreciate being on.
No worries. And you're coming to us from Houston, I understand.
That's right. Where it is, the weather outside is frightful. It's dipped down into the 60s today.
I have nothing to say. We move on. So, you know, I'm from Maine, so I have nothing really to talk about when it comes to weather. We'll just say it's not 60. How's that? Sound good?
There you go.
All right. So before we start, you have a very fascinating name. And so tell me a little bit about your name, Vandebloemen.
Well, it's a messed up name. It is. Honestly, David, I didn't... Like the one thing I did not want when we started the company was to have a company named that had my name in it. Cause then it's like, oh, we want William to do the work. Oh, I mean, you can't scale past yourself if you name it after yourself. So we bought all these domain names from GoDaddy early on and hired a search engine expert to come tell us which one was the right one. Told him, you know, the rules. He came back, he said, good news, bad news. Good news is we found the right name for your company. Okay. Bad news is it's your last name. I'm like, I told you no. And they said, yeah, but here's the thing. You can misspell Vandebloemen 100 different ways in Google and it'll feed right back to your site. So it's a messed up name, but I appreciate it more than I did when I was growing up.
No, I understand that. Where country is it from?
Yeah. So probably the southern part of the Netherlands. So it's kind of funny, you know, the only place it gets spelled right is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is where all the Dutch people are. And, you know, years ago, my mother's father, so my grandfather on my mother's side, had all girls, used to take all the daughters on trips, and eventually the son-in-laws too. And every so often they go to Europe. So this was a long time ago. No smartphones, no Yelp, no nothing. And granddad used to have somebody sort of plan each city they were in. They went to Amsterdam. So granddad looked at my dad and said, well, that's kind of your territory. Why don't you make dinner reservations? So dad calls this restaurant. And he's going to get the table in my granddad's name. He's like, I need a table for 8 in the name of Beach. And they said, I'm sorry, sir, we have little tables. This is a bistro kind of thing. Okay, 2 tables of 4, 1 in the name of Beach, 1 in the name of Vandebloemen. And they said, that's fine. Can you spell that for me, sir? He said, sure. V-A-N-D-E-R. No, sir. Spell Beach.
That's beautiful. That's a great story. And by the way, that means you're a unicorn as well, right? So that fits within it. It's perfect name for the book we're talking about. Be the Unicorn. That's just priceless. All right. Well, let's talk about this. What made you decide, first of all, to write a book? I think that's the real question.
It's a great question. Writing books is not fun and you don't make any money. So, you know, why? This is my 5th book. And every time there's been something that I've felt needed to get out, you know, of me, sometimes more noble than others. So this book was a bit of an accident. It happened with a kind of a selfish quest for an answer that I thought would help me be a better search consultant. And the question was, you've interviewed lots of people. Everybody listening to this, HR, you guys know, you ever sit down in an interview, or maybe it's at a social function or, you know, anywhere, and you meet someone new, and within 5 minutes, you're looking at them and you're saying, this one's different. This one is special. Mm-hmm. I think we've all had that happen.
Sure.
I've always wondered, what is going on that makes me so gullible that within 5 minutes, I'm a fan? Like, what is that? And I've just kind of always wondered that. Well, then fast forward, pandemic hits, every place in the world is shut down, including all of our clients. None of them are hiring. So I had a pretty free calendar. And, you know, we did some service projects to help our clients while they were struggling. But then we also had time to kind of work on the business and not in the business. And we realized in our searches, so you do a search, you might consider 1,500 candidates or something like that. It comes down to, you know, 100 pretty quickly, and then it gets down to dozens. When you get down to the best of the best, those people, their last interview with us is a long format face-to-face interview. It's usually about 3 hours long. And we realized during the pandemic, we've now done 30,000 of those. That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
And more than I ever thought we'd do. And so we said, well, can we figure out who the best among those 30,000 is? And we were able to, because I've got a wonderful team that keeps great records. So we could see what they do in the interview, how they do in their job, have they progressed, have they been promoted, they add value and so forth. So we figured out who those people were. And then we said, I wonder if they have anything in common. And all this was kind of wanting to answer that question. But also, like, if I could figure out how to spot these people faster, I'd be better at search, right? Mm-hmm. So while we're sitting around with nothing to do, let's look at that. So what do they have anything in common? The answer is yes. And the list of things they had in common was nothing like I thought it would be. Absolutely a surprise. So I kind of, Dave, I kind of expected it to be, well, they were all really smart, IQ, whatever number, you know, 150, 160. No. They all went to really great schools. No, it wasn't socioeconomic. It wasn't even, he was the quarterback and she was the head cheerleader. It wasn't even that kind of thing. What they had in common were habits directly centered around how they interact with other humans. And there were 12 of them. And these habits were habits that the unicorns we discovered were almost compulsively bent on practicing. And the rest of us are pretty allergic to practicing. So if it had been, you know, 12 traits, okay, that's cool. But it wasn't traits. It wasn't anything born into the person. It was simply habits. And that's when a light bulb went off in my head and said, okay, now we're no longer spotting unicorns. Now we can train people to become one. You know, if people will decide to adopt new habits, which is pretty rare for people, people generally don't change. But if people were willing to say, I'm going to change my habits, they would then be one of those people you'd meet, and within 5 minutes, you're like, Dave, I love Dave. Let's, you know, it's amazing. So that's when it felt like, okay, this could help people because it's as crowded as it has ever been in the job market. It's harder to stand out than it's ever been. And that's today. We're on the front edge of what I think is going to be a pretty significant disruption over the next 10 years with AI. So how do you stand out? How do you make an impression? How do you rise above the crowd? Turns out it's 12 simple habits. And in the book, we don't try and make it complicated. It's here's a case study of each of these habits. Here's what we learned when we interviewed the unicorns we found. And here's what you can do to apply it in your life. Very straightforward. But it's kind of like I've discovered an amazing treadmill. And if you use it, you will become so fit. People are going to notice, but you got to use it.
Isn't that true about anything? Of course, you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and I'm your host, David Chulo. You're listening to Educational HR Radio. Our guest today is William Vanderblumen. He's the CEO of Vanderblumen. We're talking about his book, Be the Unicorn, 12 Data-Driven Habits That Separate the Best Leaders from the Rest. When you were thinking about being a search person, you were previously a pastor.
That's right.
So tell us about, you know, because it would kind of make sense. You're looking at soft skills. Tell us a little bit about how you think about it, how you fit these skills as well in terms of how you went from pastor to search.
Yeah, well, pastor to search was right place, right time. So, you know, I at a young age became pastor of a fairly large church. And within the little world that Presbyterianism is, it was a pretty significant church. And then I went through a divorce, which I would not recommend. It's not if it's avoidable, avoid it. Mine wasn't even one the tabloids would have had any interest in. It was just a tragic mess. So I found myself a single dad of four kids and in shape to take care of anybody spiritually. I mean, I was a mess. So went into the corporate world. A friend of mine that I'd known was helping run a Fortune 200 company. So good size company.
Sure. Right?
I go there, they put me on a management rotation track where you're going to do this department for a year. We'll teach you the business, that sort of thing. So first year was HR. I didn't know anything about HR. I still know very little about HR, but I didn't know anything. So the CEO had been there 9 years, which I didn't realize in a company that size, that's a long, long time to be CEO. And he said, it's time to find my successor. And they hired this thing called a search firm. I'd never, ever heard of such a thing. And because I was in HR, I was on the succession team pretty much as a overvalued water boy to the team, about it. But I got to sit and watch this thing. And in 90 days, they had their new CEO. First Presbyterian Church, where I pastored. Arguably a bit of a brass ring of a job. It's a great place, good people, good climate. You know, it gets cold down in the 60s sometimes, but
yep. Okay.
So they took 3 years to find me. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought that was pretty normal. I was there 6 years, and then it took about 3 years to find the next guy. So, like, I'm rounding numbers a little bit, but not by much, to say 12-year span, half the time looking for a pastor, half the time with a pastor. And then I look up in this oil and gas company, gets it done in 90 days. And the people in the church world thought the three-year thing, oh, that's just the way it goes. The people in the corporate world say, our company wouldn't survive if we took this long. So it right. a bulb went off in my head, like, wow, could we build that for the local church? And I came home. Adrian and I had just gotten married 3 months prior. We blended our families, so we had six kids. And I said, I think I'm supposed to quit my job and start something new for churches. We could barely afford our house. And, you know, Adrian should have said, I love you, go back to work. Actually, what she did say, I said, I think I'm supposed to quit my job and start something new for churches. And she looked at me and said, oh, that's because churches love new ideas, right? Nobody's ever said that. So.
Oh, boy.
But instead of telling me to go back to work or telling me I was crazy, she said, let's give it a try. And sort of the punchline is it was the fall of 2008, which was, if you are old enough to remember the fall of 2008, that was not a great time to be quitting your job and starting a small business. So the jump was one that I just sort of fell into. But honestly, Dave, this is career advice I've tried to give all my kids. The best job you can take is the one that you could only do because of all the experiences you've had leading up till right now. And I wouldn't have known how to start a business had I not done some corporate time. I wouldn't have known church had I not done church time.
Well, you know, that's really great advice, and we're going to talk more about that and your book, Be the Unicorn, when we return. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
You don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You want to get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust,
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home, sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot, driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe, put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAKorea.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today, of course, you're listening to Educational HR Radio. Of course, the HR Power Hour can be heard on all major podcast channels. Hopefully, you're listening to that today, or, of course, at HRPowerHour.com, or more on the locally at WLOBRadio.com or in the local Maine market. We're looking very, very clearly at this new book that's coming out. It's called Be the Unicorn. As I said before, since being a unicorn, I can understand that completely. We're talking with that with our author today, William Van de Bloemen. He's the CEO of Van de Bloemen, and we're talking about, again, his book. You know, William, as I had an opportunity to look at your book and go through it, as well as talk about some of the habits, tell me a little about why you picked these 12 habits. Why these 12 and not the other, you know, potentially millions that are out there?
Yeah, well, I didn't pick them. They're what rose to the top as we did the research and said, what do these really great, top talented people have or do in common? And it was just these 12 rose to the top, and then there's a pretty steep fall off. And I mean, you know, maybe we could have squeezed out 18 if we wanted a longer book or something, but it was a pretty clear fall off after 12.
You know, it's interesting. You said in here, you talk about these 12, how about 83 respondents of the 250,000 people surveyed, which is a great sub group, have above average in self-awareness.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not sure I'm buying that number, but maybe you can convince me.
No. The number speaks for itself. So we had these 30,000 face-to-face interviews. We identified the best within that group. We figured out what they had in common. We also surveyed them. Where would you rank yourself with this? Where would you force rank your habits? That sort of thing. The unicorns, the really talented people, listed self-awareness as their least common or worst habit, right? So then we sampled 250,000 everybody, you know, general population, and ask them to self, you know, identify where are they. And I thought it was 93%, but 83%, some really large number said, oh yeah, I'm above average at that. And I don't know, Dave, I'm not a mathematician by trade, but I'm pretty sure 93% of a group is not above average at anything.
I'm not going to disagree with you at all on that.
It's a really fascinating point, though. You think about it, the people that we identified as the most talented said they're bad at self-awareness. Everyone else said, I'm great at self-awareness. So it's not only a difficult habit to practice, it's a big blind spot for most of us.
No, you're exactly right. And that's why I brought it up, right? It's one of those things when I think about it is, do you think that these 12 habits are known to the people as much, or is it just things they live?
I think it's things they live. And that's what was so cool about the research that bore out the list and the book is, okay, we've got a pretty good sample size, and we're seeing that these people do these things in common, and most of us don't do any of these 12 things, but they're attainable, they're coachable, they're learnable, they're adaptable. So you can't, it's not like, Dave, if you said, William, you know, do you want to win the Masters golf tournament? Yeah, I'd love that. I mean, I can't imagine a better thing. Well, then just go practice more. It's not going to happen, man. It's just not going to happen. Not true with these 12 habits. Anyone can practice them. Probably you've heard something like these 12 growing up. I almost lobbied to title the book, well, I guess Mom was right. Because that's kind of, you read the list, it's like, well, that's pretty intuitive. Why do you say that? Well, the data just shows it. And now there's a roadmap to becoming a unicorn.
So tell us what the 12 teachable skills are, and tell us what you think of the importance of each, or are they equally important?
Well, I don't know that we've got time to go through all 12. If we do, that's awesome. But I get what's the most important? It's been a very common question. I think it depends on what you do. You know, what do you do for a living? Like if you're interviewing as an HR professional and you're interviewing in your for your sales team, right? So the very first habit we listed is called the FAST. It actually means responsive. You just get back to people. Well, mm-hmm. That's pretty darn important with sales, right? Agility, you know, the ability to change what you're doing on the fly. Marketing is a great, agility is great for marketers. The ability to try new ways of doing things, almost an innovation sort of thing. You don't want that in your accounting. You know, people who are innovative in accounting end up wearing orange all day.
All day, you know? Every day.
So, and I don't look good in orange. So, which one's the most important? It depends on what you're trying to get done, right? Is there one that everyone should, it's funny you brought up self-awareness. I think if I had a starting point, that's the one I wish everybody get really good at, because then you'd know what to do with yourself. If you have the self-awareness, but I can read the 12 for you. There's the FAST, the authentic, the agile, the solver, the anticipator, the prepared, the self-aware, the curious, the connected, the likable, the productive, and the purpose-driven.
I want to go back to authentic for a minute, because we're talking about leadership. What I find interesting is certainly is I think about being authentic, I think of emotional intelligence. And I think about the fact that being authentic is one of the key elements of that make up emotional intelligence or soft skills, as we're talking about today. And I think to myself, well, authentic is fine, but how you being authentic cannot always be the case. You are can be authentic in certain times. Sometimes you have to not be totally authentic. Why? Because it might hurt somebody. It might be something that you should say or shouldn't say. There's wisdom, judgment, prudence that go into when you are truly authentic or upfront with what you're saying. And it's the delivery that can be authentic of whatever it is that you're doing. Did you find that to be the same?
No, I'm going to disagree with you there. I think that so I deal with a lot of people who are in front of a camera or microphone a lot. Right. CEOs give speeches, pastors every week. And I think the thing about authenticity that we found in these unicorns was there is zero difference between what's on stage and what's backstage. Zero. Doesn't mean you're sharing everything all the time. That's not authenticity. That's just that does require a lot of wisdom because, you know. You should always tell the truth. Well, just not always telling all of it all the time because it's not appropriate here, there, yon. But authentic, is there a gap between what I see or hear from you at a team meeting and then how you behave? And the authentic are the ones who, you know, they may not tell you everything that's going on, but they can. You can be sure that there's no faking it going on with them.
No, that's right. You know, of course, we're talking with William Van De Bloemen, and he is, of course, the CEO and author of the book, Be a Unicorn. How long did it take you to write the book?
15 years. Had to have 30,000 interviews. So, you know, it's the 15-year overnight success. I mean, without the research, the book is just, without the research, the book is just my opinions on things. There are lots of people with opinions, and they're a lot better writers than I am. So it was really the culmination of a lot of research. And then once that's done and the list was identified, it kind of wrote itself.
You obviously have a good sense of humor. And I can tell as you write the book that some of it comes out in it and some of the what I'll call the language or the wording, which is clever and fun. I was looking at one of the other sections on here, and I love, by the way, that you do case studies as well for this. I think that provides a really easy setup for each chapter that you're doing that allows somebody to understand the context of where you're coming from on that. And I did enjoy that. That's very, very true. When somebody reads the book, what's the bigger takeaway they're looking for? Are they looking for, you know, when I read a book, you're looking for two or three things that I could take into my life and do.
Yep.
When I watch a TED talk or when I do something, the reality is you're going to take away two or three things, or you hope to. I've read enough where, or I've seen enough where you don't always do that. When you think about, you know, this book and how you set it up and all that, what did you want somebody to take away from that?
Yeah, I just want them to be able to see a roadmap toward becoming better at whatever they're doing. I'm amazed how many moms are buying this for their high school seniors, college seniors that are getting ready to enter a new market, whether it's landing a place at a college or landing their first job. It's just so hard, Dave, to stand out. And I think, you know, some people are feeling like no matter what I do, all these young people at the office are taking my place. Or no matter what I do, all the old dogs that have been around forever, won't listen to my voice. How do you stand out in the crowd? Hopefully this gives you a roadmap, you know, clear, tactile things to work on. And if you work on them and apply them, if you get on the treadmill, you'll get noticed.
So if I'm an HR professional and maybe I do hiring, maybe I do employee relations, either aspect of it, how can it benefit me?
Yeah, well, if you can spot rare talent quickly, you're going to be better no matter where you are on the hiring equation. And sometimes, you know, I'll miss it. Sometimes you meet somebody in 5 minutes and you absolutely wow, that person's awesome. But there have been plenty of times in life where I have passed over someone that had a whole lot of gifts. And if I'd have had this lens to be able to measure how much are they naturally falling into these 12 habits, I'd be a lot less likely to miss a unicorn when they pass by.
For a senior leader or CEO who's thinking about their team, how much should they look at the book and say, do my team have all these things? What? Yeah. They're already on board. They're already here. How can they use that from that aspect?
Yeah, well, okay. So I don't think we've discussed this before, but we actually, because I'm a consultant and endlessly curious, we wrote the book, but we also said we're not going to write a book without providing a tool to help people. So we built a software assessment tool similar to like a DISC inventory or a Strength Finders, but it's around these 12 habits. And we built it for individuals, but then we also took it a step further and built it for senior managers that want a 360 assessment tool for their team. So, you know, you take the assessment, your boss takes the assessment, the people that work for you take the assessment. Where are there incongruencies between how you see yourself and how they see you? And then you've got a roadmap for personal development. So I think it can be a great team building book. And if you're in any kind of service industry at all, and who isn't anymore, right?
Pretty much everyone.
That's right. If you're in any kind of service industry, what would it be like if your entire team were a team where anyone who interacted with them within 5 minutes was like, I'm a fan. This team is different.
We're getting ready to go to the next section. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about a couple of the things that you've seen the success factors in this. Stories that the audience can relate to and say, hey, I can absolutely see how I can be growing and developing through this book. Of course, we're talking with William Van De Bloemen, and we are talking about his book, Be the Unicorn. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, Paper Trails and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetty's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. Of course, you're listening to Educational HR Radio. Our guest today is William Vandebloemen. He is the CEO of Vandebloemen and the author of the book, Be the Unicorn, number 5 books, right? You said this is number 5 of your books.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. As I said below, God bless writing one, getting to 5 is quite impressive.
Yeah, you know, we have 7 kids now. So we have yours, mine, and ours. So I've been in the labor and delivery room a whole lot of times, Dave. I haven't given birth to a child, but I've watched it up close, and it looks like how I feel when I have to write a book. Now, I've just made all of the I'm not saying
every HR every HR person is currently cringing at that thought, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's not a lot of fun, but it was a message that I felt needed to get out. We wrote a book on pastoral succession, was the first book. I think my mother thought she was going to have to buy all 10 copies, and it turned out it hit a nerve and sold a whole lot of copies. So this is book 5.
No, that's awesome. And a lot of credit to you for making books work, because it is a challenge sometimes.
Yes.
It's a crowded marketplace for this. Very. So I completely understand that. So I said before, as we were coming last segment, that I wanted to talk about some successes. So talk to me a little bit about someone who's been a leader, who is looking to grow themselves, and what you've seen them take the book or take concepts of the book and had success in their lives.
Well, I think it's a little too soon to say what impact the book has had, but I will say that I've seen people put these habits in practice even without knowing it, and they get noticed. I'll give you a great example. I had an executive assistant who was really, really good, and the company was much younger then. I was doing a lot of searches. I don't do any searches now. But I was, you know, it wasn't uncommon for me to be on 6 or 7 flights a week. And so she ran my whole life. And then she had like 3 babies in 4 years or something like that. And then something about needing to stay home and raise children, or I don't know. But you know, she said, got to go. Okay, fine. I'll open up a search, because it's a pretty important position. While we're searching, we had a brand new person who had joined our company mainly because one of the people I value a lot says, my friend wants to come work here. She'll do anything. Just let her work in the office and, you know, she'll be great. So, okay, fine. She was very different. She had been working at a Gothic wig shop. How that goes to search, I don't know. But so she's sitting at the office as a brand new, I'll help out. However, I'm getting ready for this important search to find an executive assistant. And I said, would you mind just kind of doing this until I find the person that's going to, sure, no problem. So this was back in the days before you had iPads, okay? Back when you had to, you remember those sticks you would stick into your laptop to get a 3G signal so you could do email on your, remember that?
Yeah. I do.
So this is where I was living. And one of the 12 habits that I'm kind of naturally bent toward is responding to people quickly. And we would get forms filled out. Would you please contact me about helping us find whatever? And I mean, we're like, respond within 60 seconds. That's just mandate, right? So I'm getting on a plane and I remember I was sitting in the B seat because that's the one that the flight attendant cannot see whether you still have your laptop open, right? And I could keep working until I get the stink eye. So a form comes in and it's in Spanish. And we weren't doing any international work at the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've got international. It's amazing. I got to respond. But I got the stink eye. So I was able to text Bethany, who's sitting at the desk. I said, I seem to remember you know Spanish. Lead came in Spanish. Could you look into it? I'll call you when I land. Okay. Get up in the air. I'm looking back over the thing. I realize it's not Spanish. Portuguese. Very different. And which probably means it's Brazil. And if you know Brazil at all, you know they are a little crabby when people get Spanish and Portuguese mixed up, right? So I land and I call Bethany and say, look, stop. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She said, oh, no. It was Portuguese, not Spanish. I said, wow, how'd you figure that out? Now, this is before iPads. Think back tech-wise. Mm-hmm. Well, I found like a translation tool online somewhere and I figured out it was Portuguese. Okay. Well, she said, I hope I'm not in trouble. I said, why? She said, well, we just went ahead and tried to take care of it. What'd you do? She said, well, found the translator. I translated what the guy wrote in. It's a pastor getting ready to speak to a bunch of pastors in Brazil about succession. And I know you wrote a book on that. And I went through our company blog and I found a white paper you'd written a couple years ago on pastoral succession, seemed to be what the guy was asking for. So I ran it through the translator tool, got it into Portuguese. I branded it. I sent it as a PDF because I didn't want him messing with it. And you know, if it's your words, it's your words. And I just went ahead and sent it to him and I hope that's okay. And I just said, okay, that thing where I was going to look for a new executive assistant.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for one anymore. Will you please keep doing what you're doing? And if you go through the 12 habits, Bethany exhibited probably four or five of them in that one little thing. She anticipated, she responded quickly. She was on the solution side of things. And she rose. She is to this day the best executive assistant ever in the history of ever. Yeah, I've seen success when people are practicing these things. I know it from our experience. I started this company. I'd never started a company. And I got back to people right away, mainly because I needed to buy groceries.
Yeah.
So no nobility. It was just like, man, I got to get back. You sure, I'll get back to you. And people just started commenting, William, you actually got back to us. Like, that's not normal. And it developed into us walking around the office saying, well, you know, speed wins. Well, it became our leading core value of our cultural core values, ridiculous responsiveness. And it's not like we were smarter than other people. It just, we got back to people right away and it made a huge difference. So I can tell you story after story after story of seemingly ordinary people rising to the top where they shouldn't rise to the top. There is no reason, none, why a woman who worked at a Gothic wig shop should become my EA in a matter of like 2 days, but it happened and it was the right call.
Well, and it is true. People are not necessarily at a place that you would think matches, but it's about the person, not about the role, right? I mean, that's just the truth.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, you know, we're going to talk more about it here as we wrap up the show on the next segment. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clough, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HRPowerHour.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com. And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and of course, you're listening to the educational HR program called the HR Power Hour. We have podcasts on all major podcast channels. We're also at HRPowerHour.com. Today, our guest is William Van de Bloemen. He, of course, is the author of this fifth book, Be the Unicorn. And I got to tell you, it's a great conversation with him today. And it's about the 12 data-driven habits that separate the best leaders from the rest. You know, as we wrap up the show today, William, I get
told all the time and asked all the time and hear all the time about all these possible leadership things that somebody should do to be better. I mean, I can't tell you the number of guests I've had on the show that if you only do this, or if you only do this, you'll be an amazingly great leader. What's different about these 12 habits and your book that somebody can really sink their teeth into rather than the 10,000 other leadership books out there?
Yeah, well, it's such a great question, David. I've got so many books that are on a stack of things I ought to read and just don't get around to it. I think what makes this different than it'd be one thing if it were Be the Unicorn. William's observations about winning at work, you know, if it were my observations, if it were an op-ed, if it were, you know, just my opinion. But that's not what we have. What we have is a very simple formula that's on the far side of 30,000 data points. So, you know, what's the old saying? Simplicity often lies on the far side of complexity. And that's where this comes from. Very simple book. You might read it and say, duh. Yeah, well, duh is right, except that it's backed by data. It's really hard to argue with that many data points.
You know, it does make a difference when you do have the facts to back and support the things you do. The book's been out a very short period of time. Doing any book promotion out there, talking to people? What's some of the things in your events coming up?
Yeah, I'm going around speaking quite a bit. I did 100 podcasts for this book, which is a lot of podcasts. And interestingly, people do podcasts differently. So we're actually amassing a little survey of all 100 podcasters and sending them the results. Like, oh, what microphone works best? Oh, how do you keep the shaky thing from happening with the voice? So, a lot of promotion for our work. I really don't run the company. I don't do any searches. I'm more of a brand ambassador than anything right now. And I love that because that means there's smarter people doing the actual work.
No, I love that in terms of you getting to that point. So congratulations on that. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You've been a great guest, and I hope that your book, Be the Unicorn, 12 Data-Driven Habits That Separate the Best Leaders from the Rest, does really well. I'm assuming anybody could go to Amazon or other locations to find
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just type, spell Vanderblumen however you want into Google or Amazon. It'll show up.
You know, you've been a great guest and a funny guest. So we will hopefully have you back maybe when you do your 6th book, should you be so inclined to do one.
Yeah, and you might have more Christmas trees by then.
Maybe, but maybe not true. Have yourself a great day there, William, and thank you so much for being a guest.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.